Very thankful to be here this morning with you all. It's very good to see each one of you. Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name this morning. So this morning my desire is to speak to each one of you, not at you, but together to seek God's Word and to find maybe a few things that we can take home with us, a few things that I believe that the Lord wants to teach us together. And as I'm here speaking to you this morning, this is something that I am learning and that I have been thinking about and considering for some time and just meditating upon. And as I was preparing this weekend, the last couple of days, I kept thinking about these things. And as I was studying, some of these things kept coming up, and so I feel this morning that that is what the Lord wants us to talk about. For an opening text, let's turn to 2 Corinthians 7 in verse 1. I'll give you a moment to turn there. Second Corinthians 7, verse 1. And I think it would do us well to consider, he says, having therefore these promises. So he's saying, because of these promises that are given to us in chapter 6, the chapter before this, he's saying, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And in these first couple of verses that I'm going to be reading, I would like to highlight a word or two, however it may come in these verses. In verse 1 here, I would like to highlight perfecting holiness and then the fear of God, in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we want to think about those. That is what we want to look at in this verse. And then, as we think about that, we're going to turn over to Ephesians 4, 24. And you don't have to turn there if you don't like. I have them here before me, but I think I'm going to turn there. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. There I'd like to highlight the verses true and holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 14. I'm just going to read from my notes here. Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, highlighting holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Holiness. Highlighted. And the Lord highlighted. So as I was considering this, and as I was pondering some of these thoughts, you know, there's a desire in every man as we look at, for us it was last night, for some of you it may have been a night or two before that, but as we look at someone laying in a casket, as we look at someone, hear of someone that is dying, there's many thoughts that go through our minds. There's many thoughts that we think about. There's many things that go through our mind at that time, and we look there and we see a soul that has passed on into eternity. A soul that will never be here on this earth again. A soul that has every opportunity, whether repentance or that opportunity, that door is closed. That door is no longer open for that person. He has passed on, or he or she has passed on. And there can be a, oftentimes as you look at people, and maybe some of this is, I want it to make sense for you. But as last night as I was in that line, I saw many different people. And I saw people who I knew from years ago, and I saw people that I don't know, and you just assume things sometimes. And sometimes you know things. But last night, as we were walking through that line, I observed people. And there was a group of people there that appeared outwardly righteous. Outwardly, they appeared just say the word, maybe conservative. But they were just carnal. Just, there was no holiness there. And then I saw another group of people who I knew better than that group of people. There was no holiness there either. There was no righteousness. There was no humility. There was no fear of God before their eyes. And so I think this morning the burden of my heart is that oftentimes as we walk through life, we can lose the sight of the holiness that God wants us to walk in. That God wants us to be a holy people, a peculiar nation that is zealous of good works. You know, sometimes we can appear on the outside like we're doing real well. Sometimes we can appear on the outside that we are following something. But we start peeling that onion, we start peeling, and we get to the inside and we find something that is really nasty. And that is what I'd like to talk about this morning, is just to refocus, to get our focus back on the things that are, that really matter. And I think here in chapter 7, in verse 1, I think the key to this verse is in the fear of God. You know, if we do not have a fear of God, if we don't have a reverence for God, and that fear and reverence is a belief that God means everything that He says, whether we like it or not. Whether we think in our minds that it's true or whatever we have convinced ourselves of, it doesn't matter. If God's Word says it, He means it. And that is the fear that needs to be in our hearts this morning, is that when we look at God's Word, when we consider God, we need to realize that He is a God that is far above us, that He is a God that knows everything. He sees the end from the beginning, and He can see everything. And that is the fear and the reverence that we need to have when we come before God. In Isaiah 8, verse 13, it says, "Sanctify the Lord Himself, and let Him be your fear, and let Him be your dread." Many are afraid today of things. Many are afraid more of what man thinks of them than what God thinks of them. That speaks clearly of someone who does not fear God. This morning, we need to fear God. We need to fear Him who has the power to cast us into hell. You know, men here can make our life maybe miserable if we don't do exactly what they say. But God is the eternal judge. He is the eternal one that we need to fear, that we need to worship, that we need to bow before, that we need to honor, that we need to reverence and obey His Word. In Exodus 15, verse 11, it says, "Who is like unto thee among the gods, little g? Who is like thee glorious? Who is like thee glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" That is the God we serve. He is glorious in holiness. He is fearful in praises, and He does wonders. And so we have the example of a holy God, a God that is dwelling in heaven, desiring to dwell in the hearts of humanity, desiring to dwell in our hearts, not just to dwell in our hearts, but to have our hearts, and to have a heart that is wanting to worship Him, a heart that is beating after His heart, a heart that is seeking to know Him, a heart that is yearning to know Him. That is the only heart that God can work in, a heart that fears Him, a heart that seeks Him, a heart that is growing, and a heart that is yearning to know Him. holiness is growing. It is growing. It is becoming holy. It is being holy. 1 Peter 1 verse 16, this is just the last part of the verse. It says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And so he doesn't really give us any option there. He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And so this morning the call is to be holy, to fear Him, to believe Him, to reverence Him, and to be holy as He is holy. Changing from glory to glory, being perfected, as we see here in this verse, perfecting holiness. You know, there's sometimes we at work, we're doing something, and I haven't done this for quite a while, but sometimes I will cut a rafter. And I'll set that rafter, and the first cut, it's really close, but the heel might be too high, or the bird's mouth might be too wide, and it might not fit just perfect. So I take that thing down, I put it on my sawhorses, and I go over that again, and I change some things, I change a few things to make this thing right, and cut it, and set it up there again. And then as I get to the perfect pattern, I'll take that thing, and I'll take my marker, and I'll write on that thing, pattern. And then I'll take that pattern and I'll cut every rafter exactly like that pattern. And that is what we're supposed to do. Jesus Christ is the pattern. He is the perfect pattern. And we are to be perfecting ourselves, to be perfect, perfecting ourselves in perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we need to be continually perfecting and to growing and to seeking and to finding in the Word of God. I thought this morning I could have asked, you know, how many of us believe that this book is the final authority? This book is the Word of God. Do we believe that this book, everything in this book is true? Because if we come to this and we look at something and we read it and we look at it and, well, that's not my experience. Well, that's a good thought. No, that's not how we come to the Word of God. We read it, and we take it to the Lord, and we say, if that's not my experience, then that needs to become my experience. If that's not what I am right now, that's what I need to become. If that's not what I'm doing, that's what I need to be doing. And we take this, and we perfect ourselves according to this pattern, according to the pattern that the Lord has given us. So often we see something in our lives, and instead of taking it to God, and we just want to just make the symptom go away. So we might have a problem with something, or maybe it's morally, and we want to just chop that off so we don't have an opportunity to do that again. Or we may want to do this. Maybe we get angry at because of the situation we're in. That situation makes me angry. So I'll just share this. And a few people that know me know that we're working on a really difficult job right now. And there has been many situations in the last 5 weeks that have the tendency to make me very angry. And some people would even say that you have a right to be angry. There's people that have, you know, come up and said, well, we're sorry for this, you know, whatever. The desire would be to just remove myself from that situation. But you know what? I don't believe that's the right thing to do. The right thing for me to do is to use that experience, to use that opportunity to grow in the grace of God and to become holy, even in that difficult situation. So I can walk through that and men can see by our lives that we are different. Because if we are surrounded with no great conflict, it can be easy to say, oh, we don't get angry, or we don't do this, or we don't do that. But when we're walking through difficulties, that's when our lives become, that's when what is really in our life just starts coming out. When the pressure gets tight, then things come out. And if in those situations we show forth the grace and the mercy of God, and we can walk in peace and be in peace in those situations, men can see Christ and God. We won't be glorified, but God will be glorified. So the carnal heart, That heart that is carnal needs to be transformed. It needs to be renewed by the Spirit. I need to follow my notes a little better here. So the question is, are we being transformed? Are we being renewed in the spirit of our mind? Are we being transformed? Are we growing in our relationship with the Lord? Are we growing in holiness? Are we dead to ourselves? Are we dead to our own fleshly desires? Are we dead to our wants and our wishes? And are we growing? Are we being perfected in holiness? That holiness that is not from what we see around us. That holiness is an example that we take from the Word of God. That is the point that I just feel like is so important this morning, is that our holiness does not come from man. Our holiness does not come from comparing ourselves. Our holiness comes from the Word of God. We fear God and we obey Him and we become holy as He is holy. Is that holiness affecting our lives with our spouse, with our parents? Are your desires changing? Are you being changed from glory to glory? Are you being translated? Are you being renewed every day? Are you daily growing? Are you stagnant? Are you like that pool of water that just sits there and it shimmers for a while, it looks good for a while, and but over time, things start to grow and it starts to become ugly. We need to be that stream that is flowing, that is growing. We need to be pure and holy. I already talked about a few of these things. Are you growing in holiness in your relationships? Are you growing in holiness with what you do with your money, with your pleasures, with everything you have? Is it growing in holiness? Do men see Jesus as they work with you? Do men see Jesus as they walk with you? Do they sense humility? Do they feel humility? Or do they just feel a proud spirit? A spirit of a man that is still charting his own course, still walking his own way, still doing his own thing? Or do they feel a person that is walking in humility, whose life has been broken, whose life has been changed, whose life is being changed? You know, there's a big difference between those two. There is a world of difference between the two people, the one that is walking in holiness and the one that is still charting his own course, the one that is still plowing his own furrow, the one that is still walking that way of the world. And that is the burden of the heart, my heart this morning, is that our lives would be born in humility, that we would walk in humility. You know, I think it's so easy sometimes for us to just walk through this life and we come to church and we go home and we come to this and we go to that, but there's no real change. And if we're not being changed, then we're not going anywhere. Is your heart beating? Is your heart beating with one pulse? Is there a pulse? Is there one pulse that is beating for Christ? Or is your heartbeat out of rhythm? Is there two heartbeats? If there's two heartbeats, when that final heartbeat comes, I don't think we can expect any great reward. Where do we stop with this subject? Where do we go? Where do we find the end of this subject? Well, there really is no end. Because as we're in this life, as I have found it, there is a continual path. There is a path that just, it goes on and it affects everyone. It affects everyone in a different way. Your experiences are different than mine. Your challenges are different than my challenges, probably. Not all of them, but some of them. But in all of our challenges, there's one thing that remains exactly the same. There's one thing that never changes. In 1 John 3, verse 3, your challenges can be different. Your challenges can be the same. The people that you work with may not be the people that I work with. But 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 is still the verse that stands in every man's way. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. So we have this verse. We have this before us. We are to be pure as He is pure. We are to be holy, for I am holy. We are to walk in the we are to be perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And I'd like to leave you with that this morning. Continue. Let's continue to perfect holiness. Let's continue to be holy. Because if we're not holy, if we're not growing in perfection, if we do not fear God, let's just be honest. We're not walking with Christ. And that is my desire for each one of us this morning, that we could walk together and we could know Christ. We could walk in holiness. So when that final day comes and when they can lay us in the coffin, that there can be peace, that there can be assurance that this man was walking with Christ. May God bless you.